You've got to master leading yourself. So that's about self-discipline. That's about experience. That's about controlling your feelings. So you've got to lead yourself.
From Wise Mentoring is the Wise Guys podcast, a show about accounting and bookkeeping practice owners and the many stories, lessons, and tips from their experience of transitioning from a time poor practice to a business that runs without them. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
Jamie, let's learn a little bit more about Inside Sky. In talking about marketing a little bit further in conjunction with your sales process, what are some best practices from Sky that you would like to share with us on lead conversion, and how have you gone about implementing it?
Yeah, first of all, Christy, we wrote a sales playbook. So I think there's a link to that in the Wise Vault, and any firm can grab that and really, you know, customize that to suit themselves in the sales playbook.
Yeah.
And one of the most critical things is to realize that the best way to communicate with leads and prospects is face-to-face. So if you can't do face-to-face, make sure you use phone or use Zoom, for example. Particularly when you're doing that initial contact piece in that process is trying to book the appointment, but then if you can do your presentation face-to-face. I say that because over the years of speaking to, you know, hundreds of accountants, we're all pushed with technology all the time and apps. And for example, Sky uses, for example, Practice Ignition, or I think it's just called Ignition these days, to do a lot of their proposals. So, you know, there's other ones like Go Proposal and Proposify, and there's a whole heap of different apps that you can use to send off your proposals. But what we try and do is obviously use the technology, but when you're actually presenting a proposal, try and do it face-to-face. And the reason is that you're communicating that rapport and that trust and giving the lead or prospect a really good picture of what your firm's about and who you are and, you know, how you deliver your services. Because at the end of the day, they're not necessarily buying a product, they're buying you. And we've all got client managers or ourselves dealing with the client. So we're dealing with really a very important aspect of their lives. That's their wealth and their financial matters and their tax. The biggest tip I would give to people is make sure that you can do your presentations of what your service offering is face to face. I've tested this. I've looked at the number of leads that we've converted, why we haven't converted over a number of years now. Even in mentoring people, I've seen other people where I've said, look, don't just click the button and send it on email. Have you had the presentation first? You know,
yeah,
and many times they'll come back, you know, not accepted or delayed. The biggest tip there is to do your presentations face to face and not just totally rely on email and, you know, someone rings the office, oh, have you got a price for this? And the more expensive the product or service, the more involved you want to get at a face to face level.
Just on that, Jamie, where you talk about face to face in this post-ish COVID world that we're living in, face-to-face doesn't have to be sitting opposite each other in the same room anymore, does it? So we can present remotely as well using Zoom, Teams, all sorts of opportunities. So that doesn't need to be a barrier.
And that's right. Like, and Ed would be the same, but I know at Sky, probably at least 40% of our income would be outside Victoria. So some of our largest clients are in Cairns. We're in Ballarat.
Different climate.
Yeah, they're in Sydney. So with the technology, face-to-face doesn't mean like physically, but you've got the technology with Zoom, and it's quite interesting on the demographics with that. So it's just the demographics of, say, a population group. The younger people, as I might say, you know, in their 20s, they're born with the iPhone. They're very used to it. People are used to technology. And then as you get different generations coming through businesses as well, technology is just the way to go. So utilize that technology, but particularly Zoom. There's a Google conference tool. There's all sorts of conference tools it can use. So yeah, but I would just come back to follow that sales process. And that's like I said, if you're just like sending an email and saying, oh, this is the cost, and away you go without doing a proper present, you'll minimize your chance to convert that person over.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of ways around that issue now. And even if it's a matter of getting on the phone and then sending the email while you're on the phone, don't allow technology to be a barrier. I'm sure the client or prospective client can use their email, phone, find a way around it and not be paralyzed by it.
The other thing I'll probably touch on really quickly is just no unique selling proposition is, Christy. So someone rings me and says, well, I've got 10 bookkeepers to choose from, or I've got 10 accounts to choose from. What makes you different? Another name for it is your guarantee, or another word word for it, I use them interchangeable, is unique selling proposition, your USP. And if someone says to me, well, you know, why should I come to Sky Accountants? You really should know, if you're the client manager, exactly what that is and be able to articulate that really quickly. So our first one is, like any client, we want to move to the cloud. You're educating the leader prospect from day one. So the leader prospect thinks, wow, geez, these guys, they're different. They're all over it. They're organized. Move them to the cloud, collect information up front, give you a quote or estimate of what it costs, tell them what the time frame is, how long will it take to get the job done. I almost know mine automatically, but I just encourage everyone watching to have your unique selling proposition documented. We have it up on the wall, and particularly with your client managers, train your client managers in that process. And after they do it so many times, it'll be like habit, Christy.
Yeah, I think too, in all of those opportunities of conversation, it's building the trust and rapport, isn't it? Where Ed talks about deposits in the love bank, that you're making them as soon as you take that first inquiry. So it's your opportunity to create a really great relationship with a future client from the very start.
Ed uses a self-sizzle and not the sausage, Ed always says.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please remember to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. For more practical, wise tips on how to build a business that runs without you, head over to wisementoring.com/podcast to download a free copy of the Accountant's 20-Hour Workweek Playbook. We've included a link in the show notes below. See you on the next episode.